Father, we worship you this morning. Father, we appreciate you once again. We thank you for your awesome presence. As we go into your word now, I ask that you cause your people not to hear me, but to hear you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this morning, speak a word in season to them that is weary. And Lord, speak the word that will meet the needs of your people. Let your word not fall to the ground this morning. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us put hands together for the Lord. I want to thank God for the way he has been moving in our midst this morning. I want to start by congratulating our freshly admitted student to the Obafemi Awolowo University. Let's put that. If you are a fresher and you are here in this service, just wave your hand, stand on your feet and then clap for the Lord. Just stand anywhere you are. You are a fresher. Stand where you are, put hands together for the Lord. Anywhere you are, you are a friend. Anywhere you are, anywhere else, just stand. Praise the Lord. Have your seat. Today is a special service for you, but the message is not only for you, it's also for everybody. I'll be speaking this morning shortly on what I call the track of mercy. The track of mercy. I thank God for all the things you have been exposed to since we started the service, about the grading system, about the principles, about the procedure, about all the things that you need to do. Now, these are telling you the tracks you need to follow. Now, I'm introducing to another one that you need to add onto everything that you have had this morning. Because without that, what you'll be going out with will not be complete. And I want to say, it's a great thing that you have come to the university. I want to start by looking at Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8. It says that better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Only 7,000 were admitted from about 100,000 that serve for pursuit. Tell me, that's 7% success rate. And if you are among that 7%, it is sin or celebration. But the Bible makes us understand that better is the end of a thing than what? That begin thereof. My brother, I want to tell you something. The beginning of anything calls for celebration. But the end is more important to God, even to man. Otherwise, why do our couples do get married, dancing, and they don't divorce? Why do our people taking up a job and resigning? Where do our people going to a place joyously and then relocating? The beginning is important, but the end is much more important. But one thing is it, what gives you a start might not be sufficient to take it to the end. What gives empowerment to start a thing may not be enough to carry you through. So, I want you to know that this is just the beginning. You have something that qualifies to be where you are now, but that may not be enough to see you through. Why? 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 9, quickly, because of my time. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 9, it says, he will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. By strength. Strength alone is not enough to run the race of life, to succeed, to breast the tape. What is strength? Strength is ability. It might be academic ability. Like we have said, out of 100,000, you are among the 7,000. That is strength. You are strong. But how strong go? It might be strength, the strength of the network, that you have somebody that can press button for you here and there, that can put a word for you and get your name on the list. How strong go? It can be financial ability. Strength is about ability. But the Bible is saying, by strength shall no man prevail. You need strength. Let me tell you something. But strength is not enough. Your academic strength, your physical strength, whatever kind of strength you have, you need it, but it is not enough. Why? Because life is not like mathematics. Now, I hope the media can help me. I want to put you to a small test. All of you are first, fresher. If I say, and can, maybe can put on the screen, 3x plus 2 equals to 8. You can solve that. You can solve for x immediately. Can you put it on the screen? 3x plus 2 equals to 8. What do you do when you have that on? You take the 2 to cut the line, and 3x will now be 8 minus 2. And now be 3x equal to 6. And therefore, you can solve for x by dividing x now the 6 over 3. And what give the, what's the answer? To clap for yourself. Straightforward. You all the factors are defined. But if I give you another equation, 4x plus 3 equals to 10. Can you solve that equation? 4x plus y equals to 10. Can you get it? Can you get an answer? That's the equation of life. What I told you, all your strength can make you to pass and get the answer. But when you have 4x plus y equals to 10, you cannot get an answer. That is the equation of life. There are facts, there are factors. Facts are the thing that you have control on, but factors are the thing that you do not control. And this factor determines the result. So the why you have there, your expectation, is the 10 is the result you want to get. But the x and y are unknown. And that is why this morning I want to introduce you to something that the strength of man can fail, the wisdom can fail. I found out in my own little research, do you know that those who made first class are not necessarily those who scored 300 and above in JAMB. I don't know whether you're aware. Recently in my university, when they brought the list of first class, I said, I just out of curiosity, I said, go back, I talk to the academic union, give me the JAMB score of these students when they came to the university. And you know my discovery, 80% of those who made first class did not score up to 240 in JAMB. 80% of those who made first class did not score more than 240 in JAMB. So that's telling you the beginning is not what is important. Thank God for the good beginning. But the end is important. And again, your strength cannot be enough. Now, I want to look at something. Second Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22. If our strength is enough, then we don't need God. If we control the Father, where is God? Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 says, it is the Lord's mercies that we are not going, because his compassion fail not. Strength of man can fail. Your ability can fail you, but compassion of God cannot fail. And it's compassion of God that brings mercy. So let me tell you something. The Bible says the race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. Even me, it's not for the man of understanding, but what? Time and chance. I put it there on. Say, I will have mercy upon who I will have mercy. I will have compassion upon who I will have compassion. So the God factor is determined by the mercies of God. So if anybody is going through the university, like you have come in now, and you are thinking it's only your ability, your strength, and everything, you study hard, study for 23 hours or 24 hours, that is not enough. But the Bible says, is compassion fail not. Your strength might fail, but if God has compassion on you and show you his mercy, he can never fail. When your strength is failing you, even when men fail you, even when lecturers want to be honestly hard on you, God, by his compassion, will move the heart of somebody to have mercy on you. What am I saying this morning? That it is good to go on the track of hard work. It is good to go on the track of being studious. But let us know that at the end of the day, it is God that determines what happens. By his strength shall no more prevail. What does mercy do? Mercy moves the heart of God and men to have compassion. You know, there have been sometimes, even as a lecturer, I'll be grading the script, and occasionally, see, no matter how strict you are, people, let me just let this go. What causes that one? You have been strict. No, I'm sure all the lecturers here must have cutted out from time to time. No, you are very strict with your grading, with marking scheme, but at a point that you just look and say, just let me leave him. It happens. What causes that? That's a God factor. So what I'm saying this morning, if you do not have the God factor, if you do not have the backing of God, if you don't have the compassion of God, if you do not have the host of heaven surrounding you, the Bible says, the horse might be prepared for the day of battle, but victory is of the Lord. It's the God that determines what happens at the end of the day. If it is by strength, those who made A1 all through in their school site should be the one who will be clapping for and receiving prizes on the prize at the graduation ceremony. It's only those who score 300 and above in JAMB that should make it first class and above. But it goes beyond that. What am I saying this morning? I am trying to tell you that you need to consider something, that among every other thing, remember that you need to tap into the resources of God. Let me tell you something. Mercy makes your way to be laced with favor. You need favor of God and of man to go beyond the level which you are. Life is not just, I keep on saying it, it's not just about, see, if you look at live as a physical man, say input, output. What to put in, that what you get outside. Then you are in for trouble. If everything is just about you and you and you and you alone. But this morning, I am introducing you to God factor. How many people this morning desire to have the mercies of God? How many people desire to be on the track of mercy? Let me tell you something. When you're on the track of mercy, you can never miss the target. When you are the track of mercy, you can never be a failure. When you are the track of mercy, you can never be frustrated. When you are the track of mercy, you can never be disappointed. But when you're on the track of strength alone, the moment your strength fails, that's the end of the road. But let me tell you something. Your strength can carry you to an extent, but it can carry you to all the extent. But this morning, if you know you want the mercy of God upon your work, upon your home, upon your career, lift your hand to the, and let me see you. Ha, hallelujah. But then, as I'm round up and I were going to pray, I then want to let you see something. What Nehemiah makes us to know about a dimension of mercy. In Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 5. That's the verse we're going to read, and then we're going to pray. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 5. Quickly. It says, "And say, I beseech thee, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and the terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandment." God, he keeps his covenant for two sets of people. You are all students. Can you tell me the first set of people? You are a very good student. And second set of people? Period. The message of God, number one, is for those who love him. And number two is for those that observe his commandment. Remember, I said that the mercy of God makes your path to be laced with favor. But ability will only make your path to be laced with struggle. When you are your ability, you are always struggling. You are always struggling. You are always struggling. Only your effort. But when the mercy of God comes in, it makes your labor to turn to favor. But the mercy of God is for those who love him and those who observe his commandment. Do you love God? My dear brother, my dear sister, everyone will say, yes, I love God. The love of God starts by surrendering your life unto him, by giving him your heart in all, by saying, look, I want to enter into partnership with you. I don't want to run the race of life alone. I want to put my hand in your hand and lead me ahead. And those who observe the command, those who have said, look, now from now onward, I don't want to regulate my own life the way I want. I want you to regulate me by your word, by your commandment. If you are able to do those two things, you are good to go. But this morning, I want to ask you, do you really want this mercy of God? Do you really desire it? If you desire it, are you ready for this condition put by God? One, love him, and not just by the word of mouth. You know, love cannot come without sacrifice. When a guy say he loves, somebody say he loves you, and the person does not want to make sacrifice for you, run away from that person. Nobody can love you and will not be able to make any sacrifice. What you need to do, if you love God, you have to sacrifice your will for his own will. You have to follow him. You have to obey him. But no, that's only when you do that you are a candidate for him. But remember, say, by strength shall no man prevail. See, when you are in the university, you begin to see there are so many factors that go beyond the ability of man, that go beyond your intelligence. In this same place, it's not only the world. Even the university, you will be able to come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. How do you deal with such people? You have terrible lecturers. You have difficult courses. Sometimes you have the harsh environment. Sometimes you want to obey, there's no water. Sometimes you have to track. So many other factors that can we attenuate your ability. Even when you want to be at your best, there are some others that will pull you back. Do you know what? When a plane is moving, there are what we call the air tail, the headwind and the tailwind. The headwind is the wind, the force that is pushing the plane to move.
The tailwind is the one that is drawing it back. The speed and how far the plane is able to move depends on how the headwind is able to overcome the tailwind. Let me tell you, there are so many tailwinds around. Except God step into it and pushes you by his hand. Those tailwinds, no matter how much you struggle to move, they begin to pull you back. And I'm speaking to somebody this morning who is going to the journey of this year, and the tailwind is dragging you down.
Lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven, stable land. I have been, I have found. Lord, plant my feet on high.
Listen to me. Not everybody that starts well and that ends well. Not every that has a glorious beginning. By the grace of God, that is a fact. The Bible said the Lord took the anointing on the head of Moses and began to give to the elders in the land. Makes the anointing flow. The grace of excellence upon this altar will flow into your life.
Amen.
It is by the mercies of God. The race is not only sweet. The battle is not only strong, because the horse may appear for battle, but fix with the Lord. But that anointing, that grace, is going to bring into your life this morning. I want to lift your hand again, say that song one more time, and I will then pray for you. Trust me, God is bringing the gates of excellence, the gates of success will come to our life. Because you are here and God is here. His mercy, His grace is here. Say that song one more time.
I'm pressing on the upward way.
Release that anointing upon your life. If you are here today and you are going to this journey, you are just a church goer, you are here to surrender your life to God, to Christ, accept as your Lord and Savior, the journey might be too rough for you. I'm not trying to scare you. That God factor can only work effectively when you are one of His own. So that you will not miss out before you pray. If you know this morning you want to say, Lord, I surrender my life unto you. From now onward, I want to hold my hand and lead me on. If you are here, lift your right hand anywhere you are. I want to pray for you. Before I now pray the other prayer, you want to say, Lord, I give my life unto you. I want to run this race with you. I don't want to go alone. Now start afresh and anew with me. Just lift your right hand anywhere you are, and I'm going to pray for you before I now pray the general prayer for everybody. So I'll give you 30 seconds. As we are doing that, pray, say that one more time. If you are in that position, lift your right hand, and I'm going to pray for you before I now release the grace upon your life. I'm pressing on.
New height I'm gaining every day, still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lift me up, Lord, lift me up, and let me
to come out here and Reverend first of all pray for them and then release the grace for excess upon your life. All the freshers, please come here quickly. All the freshers, Reverend.
Glory be to God. The blood of Jesus. Begin to walk into the blood of Jesus. Walk into the pool of life. Well, step into the pool of life. Step into the pool of life. Step into glory. Step into God's ability. Thank you, Jesus. By faith on heaven's table land. Higher ground than I found. Alone,
Lord, plant my feet
that can
on
lift
higher
you.
Ground.
Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. At the crossing of Jordan, you circumcised the Israelites. We bring you, children of God, to the place of circumcision, removal of what has been following you. And God said in the book of Joshua chapter 5, this day I roll away the reproach of Egypt. We bring you to the altar this morning by the voice, every form of reproach, every disgrace, every evil garment, we roll them back into the fire in the name of Jesus. We bring you to the place of circumcision. We cut off from your destiny what God never designed to be with you. Every attachment, every satanic attachment, they are cut off in the name of Jesus. We bring you to the place of atonement and the place of victory. Is there anything in your foundation that sells you to the enemy? Is there anything in your foundation that will allow you to enter university but never to come out alive? Is there anything in your foundation that will make you a failure? Today, by atonement of the blood of Jesus, we uproot them and we destroy them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We stand in the name of the Lord. We confront every strong man in your father's house, every strong man in your mother's house, every Goliath that says no way. Today, we declare the judgment written upon them concerning you, and we destroy them totally in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
as we have brought you to the altar, we confront all the spies, every espionage going on in your life, every monitoring spirit, we smite them with blindness. In the name of Jesus, you are connected with the throne of grace. You are connected with glory. We declare, as the Lord has brought you to this university, you will not die. None of you will die. You will not fall sick. Listen to me, either at the beginning or in the middle or at graduation, none of you will suddenly run mad. We cover you with the blood of Jesus. We declare success. We declare glory. We release anointing to walk upon serpent and scorpion in this university, especially in Ile-Ife, in Ife land. Receive anointing for dominion. And finally, we say, what swallows up order? What consumes order? What destroys others? We not gain power. We not gain strength. We not even come near you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Now stretch your hands towards the altar, all of you standing in front here. Heavenly Father, I present these ones before you this morning. Lord, I remember the time in the land of Babylon when so many youths and so many wise people were in the land. But it pleases you by your grace and by your mercies to single out Daniel, and you gave them wisdom beyond that of his contemporaries. Lord, this morning, this one, I connect them to wisdom, to the spirit of excellence. In the mighty name of Jesus, this one will not be lost in the crowd of OAU. Their heads will be lifted high. They will stand taller than their contemporaries. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. My Lord and my God, today, I pray that the anointing for excellence will come upon their lives. Amen. One by one. 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 Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Receive the anointing to exert. Anointing for good success. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. No limitation, amen, will be able to hinder you. Amen. No weakness, amen, will be able to overcome you. Amen. Nothing will stand between you and success in this land, in the mighty name of Jesus. They are not who make the way for you. They are not who make the way for you. They are not who make the way for you. They are not who make the way for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Today, I declare that your head shall be lifted up. That thought of a unicorn. In the mighty name of Jesus. You won't live as just an ordinary student. Amen. You will be outstanding. 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 Amen. The mercy of God will speak for you. Amen. Before your lecturers, you will have favor. Amen. The mercy of God will speak for you. Amen. Before the administrators of the university, will have favor. Amen. The mercy of God will speak for you. Amen. Before your colleagues and contemporaries, you have favor. The mercy of God will speak for you. Amen. In your department, you will have favor.
The mercy of God will speak for you. In your also resident, you have favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go and be an outstanding success. In Jesus' name. Amen. You can go back to your seat. Everybody in the congregation, lift your hands unto the Lord. I want just to pray for everybody. You need the mercy of God for one thing or the other. Just speak to God for 30 seconds and just go out. You need the mercy of God. Mercy of God to speak for you on one thing or the other. And if you are online, do the same thing. You are online, you need the mercy of God to speak for you this morning on one particular issue. And trust me, you have testimony. Trust me, you have testimony. As the Lord lives, you need mercy of God to speak for you about something, especially this particular week we are standing today. This week that start today, you need mercy of God to speak for you about something. Mention it to God, and God will honor it. Man talaba she enka palaba she ekapa lansa katalaba sa anga tilibaba yerimans katalaba se hinkri labaska lensa kapa sinteliba yerimans sintelibaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, all the people who have cried until this morning, Lord, I put them on the track of mercy. Lord, let your mercy locate them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let your mercy single them out in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let this one who have cried until this morning have the testimony this week that your mercy will visit them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. That particular issue that the embrace before you, my Lord and my God, I bring before the throne of mercy. I bring before the throne of mercy. I bring before the throne of mercy. I bring before the throne of mercy and give them testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Father, thank you. Mercy override judgments. Mercy override judgment. This is your week of favor. This is your week of favor. Thank you, Father, because you have done it. In Jesus' name we are praying.